Here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 28th of October, 2015. 1919, on this day, Congress overrode President Woodrow Wilson's veto and passed the Volstead Act, which provided for enforcement of the 18th Amendment to the Constitution prohibiting the sale of alcohol. The prohibition movement, led largely by women who had a hard time making a living on their own, and many of them had seen their lives ruined when their husbands squandered the family income on alcohol. The law was not so enforced in big cities, and so prohibition was not so effective there. But in rural areas, it was. And when prohibition was in effect, death rates from cirrhosis of the liver fell by more than 50%, and admissions to state mental hospitals for alcoholism fell as well. It was on this day in 1886 the Statue of Liberty was officially unveiled and opened to the public. There was a big ceremony in front of the statue, which was under a veil. The sculptor Frederic Auguste Bartholdi was alone in the crown of the statue, waiting for the signal to drop the veil. A speaker was droning on, and Bartholdi mistook the signal, dropped the veil, and the speaker sat down. It's the birthday of Evelyn Waugh, born in London, 1903, author of Bride's Head Revisited and many other novels. And it's the birthday of the man who developed the polio vaccine, Dr. Jonas Salk, born in New York City, 1914. The vaccine released to the public in 1955, and the number of people infected by polio went down from more than 10,000 a year to less than 100. Here's a poem for today by Jane Hogestrat entitled Harvesting All Night. 20 years ago, my father stops in the small farm town where he was a boy to watch his nephews, already men, play softball, the long arc of a ball hit toward the far corner, leaves the light behind for a long sigh. He told us later he wanted to stay that night. When the harvest is late, the ground too muddy, the players will wait until the earth freezes, then harvest all night the sodium lights of expensive combines, eerie as UFOs on the horizon, ringed by frost stars. A family cemetery, dated 1949, holds now the second generation after the immigrants, and a few small graves from the third. It will all last another generation or two, be tended, that cemetery, the games in the park. Dvorak, visiting in Iowa, caught it once as it retreated from him, a country that could not be his, although he called it a new world and brave. His Largo captures all he would know of native melody, the indigenous music of the plains that will outlive everything we're losing, everything we are. Harvesting All Night, a poem by Jane Hogestrat from her collection Border States, published by BKMK Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by TIAA CREF, a global financial company dedicated to delivering financial outcomes that matter. TIAA CREF, created to serve, built to perform. Learn more at TIAA.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.